Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Lynn Scherer in for John Hockenberry. And Celeste, you know, it's been called the war we cannot win, because almost no foreign army in history has been able to come out a victor in Afghanistan. The American public increasingly agrees, but the man in charge of our troops on the ground there is mounting a different offensive. General David Petraeus said this weekend on NBC's Meet the Press that President Obama's timetable, reduce forces starting next July, does not mean giving up.
I didn't come out here to carry out a graceful exit or something like that. I came out here committed to achieving our objectives and doing everything that we can to doing that.
For some insight into that thinking, we turn now to retired Colonel Peter Mansour. He served as executive officer to General Petraeus in Iraq in 2007 and 2008. He's now professor of military history at Ohio State University. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened yesterday on television and over the weekend, General Petraeus also gave a big interview to the New York Times, seems like a big media blitz. Why now, when the strategy doesn't seem to have changed?
What happened is General Petraeus got on the ground, and I think he gave it 6 weeks to make his assessments of what was going on before he talked to the media, and he realized that the American people and the people of the NATO countries wanted his assessment of what was going on. And so in conjunction with the White House, he obviously coordinated this little media blitz.
Okay, well, let's first talk about that July of 2011 deadline. Let's listen to General Petraeus yesterday on Meet the Press.
I'm not bowed over by, you know, the knowledge that July 2011 is out there. In fact, the president has been very clear, Vice President Biden's been very clear as well more recently, that this is a date when a process begins that is conditions-based. And as the conditions permit, we transition tasks to our Afghan counterpart.
All right, let's talk a little bit about those conditions. Retired Colonel Peter Mansour, what exactly is the general referring to? And what is going, I mean, there's what? There's 100,000 troops on the ground in Afghanistan now?
100,000 plus, actually, and more with the NATO forces. And in addition, we're building up the Afghan forces to around 240,000. So significantly more forces than we used to have in the other 9 years of this war. In fact, three times more U.S. forces. So he has plenty more inputs, as he calls them, and now his job is to produce the outputs, which is improve security so that we can start withdrawing those forces.
Is that one of the conditions he's talking about, improve security?
Absolutely. We have to improve the security, and then he has to build up the Afghan forces to be able to hold the areas once they're cleared of Taliban forces so that they can secure them for the long run. Because in this kind of war, the long run is what matters.
You were with General Petraeus when the so-called surge took place in Iraq. Is a similar surge something he's going to want to do in Afghanistan to build up security there?
Well, they're already doing it. But we should be under no illusions that it's going to work as quickly as it did in Iraq. In fact, we were fairly surprised that it worked as rapidly as it did there, 18 months. But here, I think General Petraeus is clearly setting the condition that this is going to be a very long war. It's not going to be over in a year. And in fact, he said that specifically, that we will have an enduring commitment in some fashion, and that the Taliban shouldn't misread the U.S. long-term commitment.
Colonel Mansour, I mean, you're retired now, but you served as an executive officer to Petraeus in Iraq. What we're hearing from Petraeus, at least what I heard over the weekend, sounds eerily familiar to everything the Obama administration has been saying for months, which sounded eerily familiar to everything that General Stanley McChrystal said while he was watching over strategy in Afghanistan. Is this a sign that Petraeus was watching over the strategy and was helping to be an architect of that policy before, or does this just mean that the Obama administration is bringing Petraeus on board and in line?
No, I think the former. General Petraeus was part of the effort that produced the strategy. that General McChrystal was attempting to carry out. He was in on all the discussions in the White House and in Afghanistan, and so this was one of the reasons, in fact, that the president put him in charge in Afghanistan after the relief of General McChrystal, that he could take over seamlessly without this honeymoon period, as General Petraeus called it yesterday, because he already knew what the strategy was and he was fully committed to it.
One of the issues, Colonel, that has so troubled many Americans has been the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai. And yesterday, General Petraeus described him, surprisingly to some, as a real partner. Let's listen.
I have literally talked to the president on average about once a day. There have been a couple of times when we've had multiple meetings on a given day. Every now and then we'll go a day without talking. But we have had numerous conversations, and a couple of those have been at his residence, even walking in his garden out behind his house and so forth. And again, we have the kind of relationship that I believe we can each be forthright with the other. And that means occasionally, again, confronting issues that are difficult for either of us.
Now, again, this after a tainted election, many concerns about corruption in that government. Colonel Mansour, what do you make of that?
A couple of things. One is when General Petraeus got to Iraq in February 2007, many people said Prime Minister Maliki was a weak leader and that he would not be a full and fair partner of the United States. And in fact, Prime Minister Maliki grew into the position and turned out to be fairly effective. And I think he's looking to do the same thing with President Karzai and bring him along slowly and make him a true partner in this enterprise. The other thing is that General Petraeus has put one of his very best officers, Brigadier General H.R. McMaster, in charge of the anti-corruption team. And it's clear that he views that as one of the most important efforts ongoing in Kabul today by his assignment of that very brilliant officer to that position.
So General David Petraeus clearly flexing his muscles, letting us know today and over the weekend who's the boss over there. Retired Colonel Peter Mansour, former executive officer to General Petraeus in Iraq. Colonel Mansour now teaching military history at Ohio State University. Thanks to you.
Thank you.